And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. On Saturday, May 23rd of 2026, it was a historical day for the Thumb's maritime history. After 84 years, the Port Austin Reef Lighthouse Association, or PARLA, has successfully completed the restoration of not only the lighthouse, but also the reproduction of the 19th century Fourth Order Fresnel lens. On August 18th of 1856, Congress appropriated $82,151.14 for the construction of a lighthouse located on the tip of the Port Austin Reef. It was positioned at the intersection of Saginaw Bay and Lake Huron. The original light and caisson were built in 1878 and rebuilt to its present form in 1899. The original Fresnel lens was removed back in 1941 and replaced with 300mm glass. Then in 1985, a 300mm acrylic optic. And then it was replaced once again in 2011 with an LED exhibitor. The lighthouse is made up of two connected buildings. The six-story lighthouse, which measures 16 feet per side, and the adjoining fog signal building, a 34-foot square structure. Inside the tower were the living and working spaces, including the galley, foyer, oil storage, bedrooms, watch area, and lamp room. The upper levels were built using cast iron components, while the main tower walls were constructed with durable, double-walled Mack brick. The exterior was left unpainted as the paver brick construction was specifically chosen to withstand harsh weather and heavy use. Key architectural features include the lantern's diamond pattern glass, a three-rail gallery, stone trim around the openings, and 16 tower windows. Elements of Queen Anne design appear in the decorative brickwork and interior wood trim. The lower stairways were wooden with iron stairs leading to the uppermost rooms. Several original five-panel doors still survive to this day. The reef light served as a critical warning marker for a hazardous reef that extends roughly 1.5 miles northwest into the Saginaw Bay. This stretch was responsible for numerous groundings and shipwrecks, including the Howard M. Hanna Jr., which ran aground during the Great Storm of 1913, just northeast of the lighthouse. In 1985, Lou Schillinger and a group of Port Austin residents learned that the U.S. Coast Guard was considering demolishing the lighthouse. Determined to save the landmark, Lou secured a license for a non-federal use of the property, highlighting the beginning of a decades-long community effort to restore the reef light. During the span of many years, volunteers and PARLA members completed an extraordinary amount of work. In 1988, volunteers removed nearly 3 feet of accumulated pigeon and seagull dung from inside the structure. In 1989, Schillinger renewed the Coast Guard lease through 2020 on behalf of the Port Austin Reef Lighthouse or Reef Light Association. And in 1990, member Clarence Sageman disassembled and reinstalled the West Crane. From 1991 to 1995, volunteers and members were able to replace the roof matching the original manufacturer and restore all windows, doors, and chain railing. In 1999, the U.S. Coast Guard announced that they had plans to divest all lighthouse assets nationwide, as most lighthouses were no longer essential for navigation due to GPS and modern electronic systems, thus marking a major turning point for lighthouses nationwide. On October 24, 2000, Congress passed the National Historic Lighthouse Preservation Act, paving a way for local ownership, and in 2011, PARLA received its first Michigan Lighthouse Assistance Program grant to complete a historic structures report. Shortly after, the Coast Guard prepared the National Register nomination for the Port Austin Reef Light Station, and the General Services Administration opened the no-cost transfer process under the NHLPA, and PARLA formally applied for ownership. On September 15th, 2011, the lighthouse was officially listed in the National Register of Historic Places, and by 2013, ownership was officially transferred from Coast Guard to Parla. From there, they continued to work even harder to restore the original beauty of the reef light. In late 2022, the Michigan Department of Transportation, MDOT, awarded Parla a $600,000 grant for the final exterior restoration phase. June through September of 2023, ICC Commonwealth, contracted by Parla, completed the MDOT exterior restoration and finally began the interior restoration under a second contract. By 2025, interior restoration was fully completed, and Parla received an America 250 MI preservation grant of $22,000. On May 8th of 2026, the Port Austin Reef Light was honored with the Michigan Historic Preservation Network's Building Award, recognizing the decades of work poured into its restoration. Just 2 weeks later, on May 23rd, 2026, Thumb Broadcasting's owner, Joshua Anneman, and myself, with the help of John Curdy as our soundboard operator, made international history, holding the first ever commercial live broadcast from an offshore lighthouse on 94.1 FM WHST and 1340 AM WLEW at the Reef Light, also known as the Castle on the Lake. I was given the honor of relighting the reproduction Fourth Order Fresnel lens, its first shining beam since 1942. While spectators watched the lens through a real-time video feed and listened to the broadcast from a PA system at the Welcome Center in Port Austin. The lighthouse's return to full brilliance is more than just a restoration for many. It is a renewal reflecting the pride of a community that refused to stop believing in its story and what could be achieved. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
This is Michelle Shaw from Bayport State Bank. It's that time of year where we team up with the Pigeon Chamber of Commerce for our annual Hot Dog and Brat Barbecue fundraiser, raising funds for the Farmer's Summerfest in Pigeon. The Hot Dog and Brat Barbecue will be held right here at the Pigeon office of Bayport State Bank this Thursday from 10 a.m. until we are sold out. Takeouts are available, plus delivery of orders within 4 miles of Pigeon with a minimum order of $15 can be made by calling Bayport State Bank at 989-453-2225. Please join us for lunch and support the events at this year's Summerfest.
Please join our community for the Hot Dog and Brat Barbecue, held at the Pigeon office of Bayport State Bank on Thursday, June 4th, from 10 a.m. until they're sold out, with proceeds supporting this year's Farmers Summerfest in Pigeon. Bayport State Bank, with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.